Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. What's going on? I'm really, really happy for her, honestly. I'm actually happy for her. I'm here for it. Listen, I'm here for it, and I'm happy for her. Honestly, I am. And so, I'm happy for her. I really, really am. Oh, what's going on, everybody? Yes, we are here. It's another great day. Another great day for another great show. What's going on, everyone? I always feel like I'm in here yelling to the top of my lungs, and I probably don't need to do that. But listen, I want to shout out to everybody. What's going on to you guys? What's going on? Shout out to everybody that's in the chat, that's watching right now. Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might stop working. But we will get through the show. If you are a new watcher, this is your first time. You've never been here before, but you just happened to click this video. Welcome and hello. Hopefully by the end of this video, maybe you'll consider subscribing. Yes. So we are here. Listen, guys. Wendy Williams is the topic today because I know that there's a lot of things that's kind of been coming out. And we haven't really talked about her here at all for the last couple of days or the last week or so. But I want to say I've been watching her, and I'm really, really, really happy, and I'm feeling good about it because I'm noticing that she seems to be living her best life, and she seems to be really, really happy, or at least trying to move forward and understanding that there is still life after all. I watched her on her show today. She talked about how she went out. She's been going out often, actually. She talked about how she went out and seen Rakim and how she partied the night away and got home at 11 o'clock and just in time for her show. She also talked about how she's going to be going to the ball this weekend. It's probably like the huge latex ball. It's like the biggest ball in like ballroom culture, like celebrities go. And it's like this huge thing. And usually like they start late and they end like at wee hours in the morning. Like I've never been to one of those before. But it takes a lot of energy to be up and do all of that. So that's going to be interesting to hear what her experience is at the ball. But, well, hold on to me. Because I actually forgot what I was about to say in that moment. Excuse me. But yes, I think this is really good that she is appearing to be happy again. It kind of goes to show that if you're in a relationship, no matter how long you've been in that relationship, when it's time to go, you know, it's just time to go, and it's okay to let go. You know, it's okay to start over. They were together for 22 years. And then to have to kind of throw it away, you know, that's really, really, really hard, I'm sure. But for her to get on TV every day, put on a good face, and then try to move on with her life, I think it's super, super awesome. And I'm really, really excited for her. I noticed that she got a little emotional when she was talking to Dr. Oz. But I think that's because they're friends in real life. I think that they're really, really friends, and I think she really respects him and looks up to him, and she probably does want to call him behind the scenes and just unload and, like, just start crying and letting it all out, but she realizes that's just right now because of the fact that she was in a relationship that is her husband. I mean, her heart is broken. I mean, she's sad, but she realizes, you know, it's over. This is not the first time that he's cheated on her. This probably wouldn't be the last if she took him back. So I think she's at a place where, you know, she's finding herself again. She's seeing, you know, there's times when you get in a relationship and you could kind of lose yourself, or you could, like, things that you once did, you don't do them anymore because you're so focused in on the relationship, which is not always a bad thing, but it's sometimes a relationship, you're so busy, you know, making sure your partner is okay and everything is okay, you kind of start losing the things that made you you. You know, some of the skills, the social skills and just, you know, personality, it starts to change. But then when you separate from someone, like Wendy has done, you start to get those things back. You start to fall in love with yourself again. And I'm starting to notice that that's what she's doing. She's getting some of her old friends back that maybe she wasn't associating with because for whatever reason they didn't like her husband or her husband didn't like them. But now she doesn't have to worry about that. She can go out. She can be happy, you know, and I'm noticing that. And I think that that's great because I think that a lot of women watch her show and a lot of women, you know, are feeling stuck in relationships. And a lot of women are at a particular or of a particular age, they may think that it's over. Or because they have so many kids, they may feel like, you know, they can never move on. They have to be with that man. And I'm and she's a good representation. And, you know, I'm still here to tell you that you can move on. Like, it is your life. If it's not working, move on. And I think that that's what Wendy has realized, and that's what she's doing. And I think it's allowing her to live her best life. And I'm so happy to see that, because I feel like she's going to inspire so many other people to, you know, not be afraid. And I also think that she's dating, or at least looking today. She's open to it. She's entertaining men. Like, men are taking her out. She's appreciating the flirting. And now I think what's so interesting is that I actually have people now that go to see the show, the actual show, and then they come back and, like, they write me on Instagram and tell me, you know, how she was. And most people are saying now during the commercial breaks, I remember I told you guys before, one lady said that, you know, she seemed real dead in the face, and it was just kind of like, you know, she didn't even speak to anyone. Well, I got another message saying that, you know, she was great. She came and spoke to the audience. She was very nice. She touched people, hugged people. You know, if you know Wendy, she doesn't really like people touching her. But they said that she was very, very nice and very open, and she chit-chatted with the people for an extended amount of time. So I think that that's great. I'm happy for her. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to open up the lines, and we can, I'm going to open up the lines right now. And I want to know what you guys think. 563-999-3658. 267-6568. You're live on the air.
Very, very.
Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Armand. How are you? This is Jessica. I love you.
Hey, love you too. What's going on?
We talking about Wendy. That's my girl.
Yes.
And hello. She's getting her groove back.
Yes. Can you see? Can you tell?
Hello. Can I tell? The girl is glowing from head to toe.
Is.
Yes. I don't know if she got some good D. I don't know if she went on a date and got stole her flow back or what it was, but I know that when she went to that restaurant with her nephew, I don't know if you know, she did not bump into Rakim. She was saying she was getting Rakim vibes from the guy. Who she actually bumped into was Mr. Papers, which is Little Kim's baby father. And she had been talking a lot of crap and smack about him on her show. So she was highly embarrassed to see him, but very excited to know that he was not holding any grudges against her, because he knows that's what her show is about, talking about people.
Right.
So the chain swinging back and forth and everything, she was checking him out. And when he said, "Do you know who I am?" she said, "No," because, you know, she don't keep up with people's faces and images and all these new rappers and people. But it was Mr. Papers, Little Kim baby father. So everything went well, but she said she was getting Rakim vibes from him, but it wasn't actually Rakim that she...
No, Rakim, yeah, you're talking about a different incident. You're talking about a different incident. We're talking about today, on today's show, she mentioned going out last night and seeing Rakim perform. Yes, so you're talking about something that you're a little late, right? Yeah.
Wow, I am! I gotta watch it on you. I gotta watch it on my YouTube today. I didn't get a chance to watch it this morning.
That's what we're talking about today. Yes.
Okay.
So yes. That's what we're talking about today.
You can hit the stupid button on me. You can hit the stupid button. It's okay. I like that. You can hit the stupid button. I'm down with it. Armand, it was nice talking to you. I'm so
you
glad
too.
I got through.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I unsubscribed to all them other heifers. I was so tired of the mess. I just want to hear positive vibes, and I'm so excited for you with realizing that you going to that adventure that you went through that was a non-adventure was for a reason, and your season is coming, baby. I can feel it, and I can just feel it. Your season is coming. There's nobody like you. You're the only one I like listening to. I can watch your show all the way through and don't cut it off.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You that boy all the way from Philly representing for my boy Armand.
Shout out to Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia.
Okay.
Bye.
Yes. All right.
Love Philadelphia. I went to Philadelphia for the first time this year. I had a freaking blast. So I can't wait to come back to Philadelphia. It was lit, lit, lit. All right. Let's take another caller. 248-7949. You're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say a couple things about Wendy. I'm really happy for her, and I'm so proud of her. Everything that she's been through, and for me, I know it personally because I was married once, and when I got my divorce, everybody was saying, like, wow, you're glowing, you're happy, and everything.
Yeah.
And I was. I mean, the day my divorce was final, that was the first day of the rest of my life. And Wendy's
really?
Going to just keep getting, yes, baby, Wendy's just going to keep on getting better because I was blessed. 2 months after my divorce was final, I met a wonderful man that was total opposite of the asshole that I was married to, and
mm-hmm.
he has continued to make me happy. We've been together for 13 years. So I'm really waiting on Wendy to completely get her groove back and get her a man. You know, maybe she can do the cougar thing or whatever. But I think this is great for her because going through the drug and the alcohol problems and having this man beat on her, then just the icing to the cake was he had a baby on her. She put up with all of that BS from him just for him to thank her by having a oops baby. No, he's just low down, and now she can have her family back in her life. She can have her friends in her life. So I just wish her the best, and I think I've noticed for a couple weeks, like, she seemed like to have some pep in her step, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just
like, even when you see her on the show, she's like running, and I think she's twerking in the entrances. I'm like, girl, are you twerking on set now? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, because she was probably scared to do that when, you know, she was with him because he probably would beat her ass. He was so controlling. And I know what it is to be like that because my ex-husband was very, very controlling. And when I got out of that, like I said, it was the first day of the rest of my life. And I've got the perfect guy right now. So I hope Wendy, you know, can find somebody that can make her happy and somebody that deserves her because she's a hardworking, wonderful woman. And she deserves to have a partner that can love her and appreciate her.
Thank you so much, caller.
All right, sweetheart. I'll be listening to the rest of your show. Bye-bye, baby.
All right, thank you. Bye. Let's take another call. Oh, it's 347-5404. You're live on the air.
Hello, Armand?
Yes, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How are
you? I finally got through.
Yes.
So let's get into Wendy today. If you notice, she's actually starting to open up about everything that happened. Like, she threw a little shade about home wreckers today, talking about people that stepping into other people's marriages and throwing the eyes at the audience. Like, she's really starting to open up. But her and Booth, DJ Booth, do you notice they got this little flirt thing that they're doing?
Yeah, I think she's doing that. Yeah, that is interesting. But I think it's just because DJ Booth is kind of like a sweet kid, you know what I mean? And he, like, protects her and, you know, he kind of takes her out on dates and makes her feel good. I don't think Booth is trying to smash Wendy. We're not putting that out there. She's not fucking Booth.
No,
okay?
But it's cute the way they do it, though. It really is cute. Like, I'm just happy that she's happy. And she does have a glow now. She seems more happier. Even, like, her appearance, like, her wigs are looking better.
Their
wigs
are looking
everything.
Better.
Her whole outfit, her wardrobe, everything is put together now. Like, so I'm happy for Wendy. She needed to step out of that and accept her worth. Like, she finally knows her complete worth as much as it is. It seems like she never knew. But I'm happy for her. I'm glad
you
to
know
have
what I
you.
Think is interesting? with her and Booth, though, I think it's hecka funny because, you know, Wendy seems to like Cardi B, and her and DJ Booth, Wendy and DJ Booth are pretty cool, but DJ Booth is Nicki Minaj's, like, tour DJ. Like, he's been DJing with Nicki Minaj since the beginning of Nicki Minaj's career. So he has to sit up there while she drags Nicki Minaj and, like, champions Cardi B, and then she... But then at the same time, he's friends with Wendy. So I think that that's real, real interesting. Like, does he talk to Wendy about Nicki? Does Nicki talk to Booth about Wendy? Like, you know?
That
I
is
just think
interesting,
that that's really interesting.
It seems like she's on a push to try to get Cardi B on the show, though. Like, she bigs Cardi B up a lot. So it's almost as if she's extending that hand to, like, come on the show. Because I don't think Cardi has ever been on Wendy.
Cardi's been on there before. She's already been on there.
Oh, okay. So, well, maybe she's just trying to get her back.
Maybe Wendy just don't like Nicki, so she's just...
the shade of it all.
A bit. But thank you, caller.
Thank you, Omar.
Bye. Listen, wow, we actually have a clear cue right now. So if you want to call in, now is the time. But I want to say I'm glad that we're here and celebrating this because not a lot of people would. You know, be so happy and celebratory. Like, not so many people were, you know, willing to say, I'm happy for Wendy Williams. Most people want to just hear, like, the slander and the mess. So it's good to know that people are genuinely, you know, happy for other individuals. It made me feel good. It makes me feel good to see other individuals coming through, overcoming, and I love that. And I just really want her story to give hope to those that may be listening to this or maybe watch fans of her show to see that, you know, just because you have been in a relationship for X amount of time does not mean you have to stay. If there's no love there, if there's no respect there, like, that's the biggest thing for me, because I want you guys to see how this, although she is still probably tore up in the inside, because I'm sure she breaks down from time to time, but she's gaining a new life. And she even said it. She was like, this new life isn't bad. New life isn't as bad as maybe that what she thought it would be. I know for me, that's inspiring as all hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just always know that is you just have to keep going no matter what. And so I'm hoping that some people out there, I have friends that I'm hoping are listening and paying attention to this. And some of the viewers, I hope you guys are noticing that. Move on. Women, move on. If the man is constantly cheating on you, or he's just not doing right, or he's just a deadbeat and you've been doing this for years upon years, and the person is saying that they're going to change, they're going to change, they're going to change, they never change, move on. You got to move on. And it's okay to move on. Some women don't like to move on because they got 5 kids, 6 kids, 7 kids. I got kids. We got too many kids. No man is going to want me. That's a lie. Men will still want you if you have kids. Men will still want to be with you. You can still have new life. So I know I'm talking to somebody. We've been doing this a lot on this show. I don't know which way the show was going, but, you know, I've been really, you know, I don't know, God or the energy is really directing me to, you know, give messages to you people. So somebody, I'm giving a message to somebody right now through this damn topic. It's freaking me out. Okay. 501-1569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I was just calling since the call lines are empty. But the last caller, what is it? He said her wigs is looking better. You know how messed up of a relationship you gotta be for your wigs to be messed up the whole entire relationship to come out for better wigs? Why? That had me almost fall on the floor. I was like, they do look better. Oh, my God. Why is it true?
They do. Like, how fucked up was the relationship? It was so bad. The wigs were sad. The wigs were depressed.
Man. Hey, you know
Damn.
It's serious.
She was
Get
really
out.
Going through some bullshit.
The wigs were going this way, the opposite direction. Should have went with them. No, I'm just kidding.
right.
But I understand what you mean, but it's motivation for other people, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to settle. And I'm going to tell Wendy just like how my mom told me, because I was in a relationship for 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and it ended up didn't working out and stuff like that. So we have 4 kids together. And my mom would be like, well, you know, or I applaud you. You rolled it until the wheels fall off, you know? If you can't take
mm-hmm.
no more, I mean, at least you didn't try. This is not like you just took, 3 days and was like, you know what? This ain't going to work out. You know what I'm saying? At least you
mm-hmm.
tried. That's all that matters. That's what makes you a powerful woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not your fault that it didn't work out or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just want her to keep going good. And I'm just so happy and proud. Hold on.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I got to go. Somebody
Thank
on my
you.
Nose bugging me while I'm
Bye.
Talking to Armand Wiggins.
All right. 214-7534. You're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and say that person that you're talking to, it is me. And I'm so grateful for your motivational. I saw the one the other night where you was, you know, saying that everybody can't go, you know, and you are so right. But just to touch on Wendy, like she's inspirational for women that, because, you know, as a woman, we go through so much in relationships.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all make excuses for men or he's just being a man and this and that. But at some point it does come where, you know, enough is enough and we have to step up and say that we deserve a certain thing and grab it and take it. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm proud of Wendy. You know, I really wasn't a Wendy follower before I started
mm-hmm.
watching your show, you know, but she is very inspirational to myself personally
mm-hmm.
and other women that are trapped, for lack of better words, in these marriages where, you
mm-hmm.
know, we're obligated to our kids, we're obligated to the husband, but the husband is, you know, doing just the most, you know. So I can completely
mm-hmm.
relate to that, but, you know, she's just, she really is, you know, stepping up and not really righting her wrong, but, you know, the way she's handling her situation, it makes me respect her more for what she does, because she put herself out there and, you know, let it be known that, you know, she's human, she goes through stuff just like everybody else do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my prayers go out to her, and I'm rooting for her and any other woman that's going through, with a woman or a man, for that matter, that's going through in a relationship with a man, because it is a difficult thing. It really
is. Well, you
is.
Said that
like,
I was talking to you. Do you want to share some of your information? Like, what are you going through?
Well, on the previous one about the spiritual growth or the marriage one?
No,
which one?
The marriage.
Okay, the marriage. It's with my particular circumstance, you know, I'm in a marriage and I'm the strong one, not necessarily the breadwinner, but I'm the strong
mm-hmm.
one in my relationship. And as me and my husband progress, it's like I didn't took off like a jet, like shoo, I'm gone, you know, on my 40 plus journey, you know, I'm thinking differently, I'm seeing things differently, and, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
like I'm just going on the next level of my life, whereas he's not really progressing at the same rate I am.
Mm.
So there's resentment there that, you know, caused tension. And, you know, I'm not doing anything to be like, I'm moving up, woman, you know, nothing like that. But it's just the reality of the situation is that I'm ascending so quickly, you know,
yeah.
to my next level. And he's, I'm putting the work in, though. You know, I'm putting the work in, you know, self-awareness, learning me, you know, studying, you know, reading videos, reading books, you know, putting into myself. And he has always been the one that just fed off of me, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm the charger, but he's the phone. He's just draining my energy. Where I didn't got to the point now where, I'm protecting my energy. My energy is my mm-hmm. energy. I'm not sharing my energy. So he mm-hmm. feels like he's been left out in the cold because I'm not. He feels like I'm leaving without him. Like I'm leaving him in the cold, left behind. Really, when you look at it, Armand, not physically, but mentally and spiritually, I really am leaving him behind.
Yeah.
But what point do I stop my progress worried about my husband's progress being in this marriage? You see what I'm saying?
You can't.
Yeah. And
you
have
can't
to come
because
to the
that's
realization.
Not fair. You have to come to the real. You know the answer. You have to come to the realization of that, and you know you have to be okay with it because you have to move on because you are who you hang around. So somebody's
right.
going to either have is going to give in. So either he's going to come up or you're going to end up coming down.
Right.
And you don't want
right.
that. You don't want to be pulled down because you're having to mm-hmm. make sure he's going. You're making sure everything's happening for him and he's not putting in the same amount of work to get to that next level. So he'll just start to bring you down. It's easier to fall into negativity than it is to ascend into positivity. It's just the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's easier to eat a strawberry cake, but it's harder to eat some carrots. You know, it's just negativity
yeah.
is just easy for you to slip into. So, you know, if
mm-hmm.
you stay stuck in that, you know, possibly you could fall into that, or it could just be a tumultuous situation where you guys are arguing back and forth, you know, and no one's happy at that point.
Yeah, because of the resentment. Yeah.
Where
you think you're going, you know, and to realize that the person that, you know, you committed to build your life with and the person that you were supposed to do this thing with, you know, is
mm-hmm.
the one person that's rooting against you because,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the insecurities and things, you know, oh, if you get here, you're just going to leave me behind. Not necessarily,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it is what it is. And I completely understand because I know Wendy is a very smart woman and she knows
mm-hmm.
what's been going on, just like I know what's going on. But don't want to deal with the pettiness and the you gonna pay me spouse support forever and all that. Nobody wants to go through all of that, you know. And
right.
and reality, the woman is always the one that's getting the you know, like Kevin calling the police on Wendy when she came to get her
mm-hmm.
stuff. Ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
called the police on him. Well, nobody over there. They let you get your stuff peaceful, but then when it's time, you know, it's I don't want to deal with all of that. Because that, you know, that's going to slip me back into the old me, you know, and I feel like, well, maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. Maybe I'm strong enough and it moved far enough on my journey where it won't do that. You know what I mean?
Have
because
you talked to your husband?
Deal.
Have you talked to him and told him, like, hey, I see that you need to step it up or we got to move on or something? Because you don't want to – the biggest thing is if you have goals or there's things in your life that you want to get to, even if he's the breadwinner, you cannot let the money keep you there.
Mm.
You cannot
okay.
stay for the money.
Okay. Okay. Got that. Stay
because
for the
money. You can't stay for the money because money does not. I don't care what nobody say. Money is not does not make happiness because you could be miserable but having the best life. You could have a man that's an excellent provider, but he's a horrible husband. But can provide the world for you, but just cannot stimulate
mm-hmm.
you or just not going to take you to the next level of life where you want to go. But you know, you sometimes we find our place like, you know, well, this is my foundation. This is all I know. This is where I've been for X amount of time. But you know, you're smart enough. You're resilient enough. We all are built in a way to where we can overcome adversity. You're no
mm-hmm.
different than me. You know, no one's better than you. So what someone else can do, you can do the same thing. You know, if it ever got to that point, and that's kind of what's happening to Wendy as well. I think she's realizing now that she's got the divorce, she's got so much more support than she actually had when she was with the man. Like everybody's coming out in support for her. And a lot of times when you're in these situations, people are afraid to separate or divorce
mm-hmm.
because they think that they are going to be left alone. But because when they get in these relationships, you know, when you get in a relationship, it's not on purpose all the time, but you just become isolated with your partner. So, you know, friends
mm-hmm.
kind of fall off. You don't talk to everybody like you used to. So then you start to feel like this is all I got.
Yeah.
But then
and I think
you actually
and I think that's
Huh?
I'm not to cut you off, but I think that's kind of way it was kind of set up, because I'm like a social butterfly. I don't meet a stranger. Mm-hmm. I talk to people in the grocery stores. I'm all over the place. But and that's the old me that, you know, that's coming in with the new me, but I had got so used to head down, go home, cook the food, you know, don't talk to nobody because he's going to get upset or you know, that kind of stuff. So I felt I caught myself like, whoa, wait a minute. Where are you? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? You know, so now and then, so when I realized that, I was like, okay, I'm going to start, you know, coming around with me, you know, working on me and, you know, thinking that anybody else would be like, well, you know, she's better. I'm going to be better. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, like somebody to support me, not cut me down or use
mm-hmm.
things that I say in confidence as ammunition for argument. And, you know, like little stuff like that. I'm just like, whoa, like, what is this? Like, I don't like
mm-hmm.
this. I don't deserve
mm-hmm.
this. You know, and it's,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so intellectually heightened and I'm so smart because I'm a Scorpio. None of that's
mm-hmm.
going to work on me anyway. You know what
right.
I mean? Because, like, I'm sitting here telling you, I'm well aware of everything that's happening, but I just need to make a decision and do what I know that I need to do what's best for me without feeling guilty about my kids, because I ain't really worried about the money. Money come to me like a magnet. I'm a money machine, and money's never been a problem for me. But the thing, just like he takes care of me, they all do. It's no problem. But I just
yeah.
don't, you know,
yeah.
with the children, you know, that they need their father.
They
you know,
do need
so
their
that's
father.
It's not really the money that's keeping me there. It's the children that are keeping me there. But they sick of them, too. You know what,
yeah.
We don't have
but
to.
You'll
I'm
work
gonna
it
give
out.
You my number. You got to call me because I'm taking up too much time on your show.
All
you,
right, thank
you.
You
have helped me so much. I love you. And to the top we go. 1 million followers in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, yes. This is a great show, you know. It's an open dialogue with the topic of Wendy Williams, and this is the reason why I wanted to talk about this, because as I sit on this channel and we talk about different things, I'm learning so much about the subscribers and the followers and just people in general. You know, everyone is going through something. Everybody is trying to get somewhere. And so it's good like this when we have our public figures that are able to show us that, you know, they're human as well. And maybe we can learn from someone else, someone else's issues and experiences. So I think this is great. I'm happy that she shared that with us. Thank you for that, ma'am. Best of luck to you and your relationship. All right. 773-9062. We're live on the air.
What's going on, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling. This is Real Madhouse from Chicago.
Okay.
So look. I just have a thing. Just something I just kind of want to put out there.
Okay.
I feel as if people really need to be careful when they speak. When this thing happened with Wendy, there was a lot of people not in her corner saying things like, that's what she get. She talks so much shit about other people and this and that and da 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 da. You have to be careful what you say about people. And they tell me, no matter what this woman has done, no matter what she has said, she is still a human being going through real shit. How dare you see somebody with their head down, low, and you not have any compassion for that person?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was just so crazy how even people close to me, I would hear people say that, like, well, that's what she gets. No, that's not
mm-hmm.
what she gets. Nobody deserves it. Who the fuck wants a cheating-ass husband? Who wants a baby,
right.
a side baby? Who the fuck
right.
wants to be ridiculed in front of millions and thousands of people?
Mm-hmm. Her job is to gossip. I mean, the same thing could potentially happen to me and any other bloggers out here. When you talk about people's business, you have to have tough skin, because if you're going to talk about other people's business, you have to be able to take it. So a lot of times people don't feel bad for you because they're like, well, you do it, and then you make money from doing it. So you get it. It's part of the business. Now, I'll say a lot of personalities, bloggers, radio people who do this kind of business, we understand that's a part of the business. So sometimes when we go through stuff, we don't really expect too many people to care, because it's kind of like, well, no one's going to care, or they're going to take that moment to kick you while you're down, just because that's just the nature of this game and being the personality. So I don't think that really bothered her as much as how many celebrities kind of like took it as a moment to kind of shit on her.
But it bothered me to hear people say that, though. You get what I'm saying? It bothered me to hear people that even around me say that. So does that mean that you'll kick me when I'm down just because I done pissed you off before? You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I wasn't raised that way. No matter what it is, if you at your low point, I should babysit some type of compassion. And what I want to do with that compassion is something different. But I'm not going to look at you like that's what you get. Like, who the fuck has that spirit in their head? Like, that's what you get. Like, oh, that's crazy as hell to me.
Thank you, caller. Shout out to Chi-Town. I want to come out there and get me a hot dog. Is that what you guys are known for, right? Chicago dog?
Say it one more time.
You guys have the good hot dogs out there? I don't know what y'all got. Y'all got some kind of food out there.
They got a Chicago-style hot dog. Yeah, yeah.
That's probably what I need. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. 716-2434. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. So, quick thing. I am so happy you're having this conversation about Wendy. And I appreciate the caller that just called. Not the guy, the lady before, and she started sharing her, you know, her own personal experience and what she's going through. I think it's a moral thing when it pertains to Wendy's situation, because at the end of the day, we know that she got it for money. We know that that's the job she has chosen. That's the career that she's in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a person, just in general, a human being that have been hurt, have been through hurt, you know, gone through a marriage for 20-some-odd years, you're human first. That thing hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, even you were right when you say, you know, bloggers and people that gossip, nobody cares about you pretty much when you're starting to go through. But I'm like, yo, I do agree with this previous guy, because it's like, yo, why do you keep tearing her down? I mean, I know she talks about people, but at the end of the day, I know that Wendy wouldn't just want to divorce her husband just because.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't choose to just sit there and take the ridicule. There comes a point in life when you realize you got to move on, and I'm happy she's moving on. Look at this woman glowing now.
Yes.
She's glowing. She's flirting, you know, a little bit over there with the DJ. She, you know, she just... She's shady. She's shady. A little bit shady. Fun shady, you know. And I just think that we should, you know, I know. Wendy does like one of the biggest jobs out there, and people cannot stand her. But at the end of the day, she's human being, and I wouldn't want to see a woman, because I am a woman that's been in a relationship, that's been in a marriage before. And at the end of the day, you don't want. It's a painful thing. It's a painful thing, especially when you pass that 20-year mark. You have spent half your life with this person. This thing right here ain't easy for you to go on live TV every day, put on makeup and hair. That thing, oh, my God. I can only imagine how she feels when she go behind the scenes. She probably break down all the time.
Yeah. Well, she kind of broke down today with Dr. Oz. You could tell she was crying a little bit. And he gave her his handkerchief so she can pat her makeup. But I'm sure she breaks down all the time. That was her husband. That's her child's father, her only child's father. You know, they built a business together. He helped build her multi-million-dollar empire. And then you go, not only do you go sleep with this bitch, but you got her pregnant. And then she's seen driving brand new cars. $5,000 Chanel bags with our money, of course. And then allegedly you was trying to poison me too?
I think it's a respect factor for Wendy. I think Wendy is aware that her husband got a 2-inch penis and that it's not enough. But at the end of the day, she still was going to be faithful and keep this stuff on the rack. You know what I'm saying? But this husband of hers didn't, you know, follow the code. At the end of the day, you, as you said, go out and give women cars and babies and all this is breaking the code. So now you got to go.
Right.
Period. You got to go.
All right. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Bye. I didn't know. The 2-inch penis thing went right over my head. I'm like, whoa. Where are we going with this? Okay. All right. Let's take another caller. 615-6380. You're live on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me online?
Yes, I can.
It is such a pleasure talking with you. I'm one of your new
Thank
subscribers,
you.
And I am
yes.
loving your show.
Okay.
Yes, I am. And your followers. I just wanted to say that I'm really glad to see Wendy healing because I have been following the whole trajectory of the drama with her and Kelvin Hunter from the beginning. And professionally, I am a therapist, and I specialize in addictions and trauma. So I've been paying attention, and I've been listening to all the callers, too, and I've been saying that down in the chat that she is starting to heal. Of course, she's not completely healed. Everyone would know that because it's fresh. It just happened. It's all over the place. Irregardless of how long she's been on the air, she's the queen of talk. You know, I love Wendy, but she's a woman at the end of the day. And when you're hurt like that, it's devastating. It's embarrassing. You question yourself. It's a lot that goes on internally inside of a woman because I've been counseling women and men forever, you know. And so I'm just glad to see that she's on the grow. Like I say, people on the grow. You know, and so it's good to see her smiling and being happy and, you know, flirting with DJ Booth, even though he may be Nikki's, you know, DJ and she likes Cardi and all of that stuff. I'm into all of it. I'm not sleep on nothing, you know.
Okay.
So I just think it's awesome that she is healing and I'm grateful for you because your commentary on her that I have heard, and especially your commentary on Kim K, all I was trying to get through that night, because I worked in prisons as a counselor for years. So I was trying to get through. But your commentary is on point. And that other video you made the other night about it ain't enough room for everybody. Don't you worry, boo, because the doors will open for you. But I'm definitely going to tell my followers to support you.
Yeah,
like
absolutely. I'm glad you guys like that video because a lot of times here on the channel, like we, you know, most people seem to come for like the drama and the gossip, but I'm glad that that still got some good responses. And it's seeming like a lot of people are really wanting to kind of get the deeper side and really break down things here and really let's get to the grit of what's going on. So I'm liking that. So shout out to you. I'm glad you came in on here. But let me ask you a question. So as a therapist or a counselor, what advice could you, just quick, cheap, free advice, would you give to some women that are listening right now, but they're in their late 40s or they're 40 and up, maybe have some kids and they don't feel like they can get out of that situation because half their life is over, you know, or a man may not want them anymore?
I would suggest to those women to, first of all, be encouraged to join any type of support group. They can either call anonymously to different support lines, like for counseling and for therapy and things along those lines. Like these days, it's so accessible and so easy. The first step would be to talk to somebody because that's part of the pathology of, you know, your heart being broken, your self-esteem being down, you know, and if you've been in an abusive relationship emotionally, whether it be physically or whatever the case may be, you start feeling like nobody else wants you because, like you said, I'm 40, I may have gained a couple pounds, I may be this or that, but that is not true. But in order for you to believe that's not true, you have to start receiving positive energy inside of you and hearing that message and start learning your new self and your new potential. And in order to do that, you have to have someone else that's going to be able to help you to see that, if that makes sense. You might not come to that realization completely on your own. It might take you a little longer. And, you know, for some that may not want to call a therapist anonymously or call one of those lines, you know, yeah, I'm going to say this, put my license on the line, but is there are some things on YouTube that you can watch, these coaching channels, things along those lines. You have to start putting something positive into your mind because with women, a lot of things that we receive, not only from social media or the public, it's the message that we tell ourselves. You know, whatever our mate has said to us, whether, you know, a person is gay, straight, whatever case may be, it doesn't matter to me, you know, but it's the messages that you play in your head. And a lot of women deal with the Armand, and men too, you know, body image issues, and nobody else will want me, I got kids, but the devil is a liar because somebody else will want you and all that you have to offer. So the key is to start building self-esteem, start getting involved in some type of positive activity. Because a lot of times, like the caller before last was saying, that, you know, she would just go to work, come home, cook, don't look at nobody, don't talk to nobody. You start to shut yourself off. You have to start opening up a little bit at a time. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. That was good.
You know, I'm not promoting nothing on your channel, but I can email it to you. But I've also written books on the very topic, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can have people, you can let them know where they can find you, because there were some people in there that said that they would like to contact you. So if you want to say where they can find you, no problem.
Oh, okay. Well, my books can be found on Amazon.com and also on Barnes & Noble. My website is TinaLHarris.com. And my book titles are kind of catchy. When people see them, they're going to be like, what is she talking about? Because the name of my first book is called The Pimpolo Syndrome. That's when I break down, you know, men that have that mentality that they're a pimp and a gigolo at the same time, you know. Oh, yeah, I get raw with it.
So I may have to get your book. You may have to send me one of those books.
I will. I will actually send you one. I'll reach out to you.
Yeah,
if there's
email
an email
me.
Address. From...
Yeah,
mywiggenshow
at gmail.com.
Okay, I will definitely email you, and that way I can send you some autographed copies of my book. I'm a whole ham, but I keep it real.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Armand.
Bye. All right, yep. So we like to promote that kind of stuff. I'm starting to get into more reading, like I've been telling you guys. So it'd be interesting to read some different books. Let's take another caller. Private caller, Wendy, is this you? Just kidding. Go ahead.
What's up?
Hey, Mishi, what's
it's
going on?
Lonely. Hey, I miss you. So glad
yes,
you're back.
Yes, we haven't
on.
Talked in a while. What's going on?
I know. I'm actually glad to catch the show. I didn't get my notification, so you know I'm going to have to go
Are
back
you serious?
And rewatch. I'm so sick of that, Armand. I am. I've even emailed, you know, YouTube, like, come on, can you get it together? Like,
yeah, I think they've been doing that with my channel for the last week. Like, and then like sometimes they do well. Like, there's certain weeks where it's like everybody's getting the notifications, and then there's another week that it's like 200 people here, and you're like, there nobody knew that I was even live. So I don't know what that means.
And then usually if the show is on. If you come in, like when you come right in, it shows the live shows. I've even seen a couple times where if the show is actually not over, it's not even registering. So I'm tired of that.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah
I don't
know. It pisses me off to miss the show. I don't miss shows now.
Yes,
but
that pisses me off that people
know.
Miss it too. Yeah. So I think people have to try to do the old fashioned way that we've been doing, unsubscribe, resubscribe, and click the notification bell. To refresh
it. I tried that too. Like, I keep doing that, and it's still not doing it. It's something to do with the whole new, you know, censorship that they put on. Whatever
changes
the algorithm, that's what's, you know, causing these issues, because there's a kink in the algorithm purposely, you know, because they're shadow blocking, you know, channels, and that's what's causing these problems, which is getting on my nerves.
So, what do you think about Wendy? Yes.
I actually, you know, I'm happy for Wendy, you know what I mean? I don't watch her, but just, you know, a woman being able to come out from the control and, you know, the abuse that she's been dealing with, that's definitely a wonderful, you know, situation, because who would want to have, you know, anybody be in that situation? But I'm also, you know, on the other side, because I'm not one that felt like, you know, compassion for her. Like, I didn't. You know what I mean? I felt like it was a horrible situation. I didn't want her to be in that situation. But I also know, you know what I'm saying, you make your bed, you know what you're doing. You know, you better be prepared to lie in it when the time comes. And that's kind of where we're at right now, is where, you know what I mean, that's where she is. She's going to have to work through that, grow through that, But you don't get to just skip over that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you mean? She, what is, but what did she do to make that bad? What did she do to deserve, you know, what did she do?
The bad that she made was just in her career life. With her, what the Wendy that we see on TV is way watered down, way watered. Even though she's still, you know,
no, that's true.
She'll get you, like, she's way watered down. But Wendy, you know what I'm saying? Like, she burned a lot of bridges. And it could have been, you know, a way of her to lash out. Because if you're abused, you know, hurt people hurt people. You know what I'm saying? So it, I'm sure that it stemmed from, you know, that, where she's just lashing out, you know, dealing with what happened to her. But you still are responsible. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to just get out of what you do. And a lot of times that's why we're in a lot of the problems that we're in right now, because we have so many people, you know, that want to be like, you know, oh, turn the other cheek and, you know what I'm saying, you know, love and light and all of that. And that's wonderful. But that's not how it is. Like, you have to be able to also get your soldier on. You need to be a warrior. And why would you turn around for somebody else to do the same thing? Like, if you smack me once, why am I going to turn around for you to do that again? Like, if you come in on
so
me,
you just feel like
that.
She should have left,
like,
a long time ago. You don't feel
well,
you,
if you're
you
abused, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may not have that option, especially because it's not just abuse. Like, her husband, you know what I'm saying? He's like that mafia type. Like, it's not just the regular abuse, you know, go into a shelter. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, he's the real deal. So it's deeper than that. But in that same vein, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still know that you chose to go into this lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, she chose him from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the time to choose. Like, so this is, you have to, everybody. It's not just her. Like, I don't want it to just even seem as windy. Everybody, the choices that you make, you're going to have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to deal with what you make. You're making the bed.
Absolutely.
You'll lie in it eventually. So you have to be ready to do that. And a lot of times, that's what happens. It's like, even when you look at the divorce here, like, if the tables were turned and it was the woman that was like, you know, now I want, you know, my queen. Well, everyone would be like, well, she deserves that. He deserves it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you think that he deserves some money?
That's his money. See, this is the key. People don't understand what a marriage is. Marriage is M&A, period. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all like gumdrops and lollipops. That's not what marriage is. Research it. It is a acquisition and merger. You know what I'm saying? Get your coin.
So let me ask you this.
So,
do you think he deserves child support for their son that's over 18?
Well, see, their son's over 18, but the way that he can, you know, be able to tap into some, you know, child support is that you really have to pay child support until the child is out of college. Like, they've upped it. So, you know, that could be possible because their son is in college. So that's possible. But do I think that he needs to have that? No, because pretty much Wendy is doing that anyway. So child support, no. But, you know, his break off of his money and even the alimony, he is entitled to that because that's his money. It's marital property. You know what I'm saying? So she did most of the work because she was out there, but she was married to this person. That's why it's like when they say very well, that ain't a joke. You know what I'm saying? Choose well who you're going to build this business with. Choose well who you're going to make your partner because you are in a business. And it's business. You know what I'm saying? The business breaks. It splits. But he still is entitled to a part of his coin because it's his.
Mm.
It's theirs. You know, this is marital property. And that's kind of the key, like, we always look at it. If it was a woman, if it had been switched around and he was Wendy and Wendy was him, everyone would be saying, you know, she's entitled to hers because they don't. Plus, they don't. Do you know what marriage actually is? People don't. Marriage, what it is, I'm going to just break it down and then people can do their own research. You know what I'm saying? Do your due diligence. What it is that back in the day, women could not own property. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't own anything. And so there would be men that bore sons or bore daughters but didn't have sons, right? So when they died, the estate would just go back, you know, to the state. But they got tired of that. And so the daughters would just be like, your dad dies, you're destitute. You get booted, you know, you went from rich to poor, you have nothing now. So they were tired of that. And what happened was instead of the women not being able to get that property, still women, you know, we're still out here in the cold, in the rain, you're screwed. But what you can do now is you can get married, and now your husband can have that property or whatever, you know, money, whatever, you know, wealth is there, including you, because now you're property too. That's what marriage is. That's what it is. What we've been sold, you know, come consume, pay a lot of money. That's something different. That it's been changed.
Are you married?
Currently, no.
Not right now. Would you ever get married?
Yes, I'm not against marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not at all against marriage. I think it's a beautiful thing, but it needs to be done right. You need to know really what you're doing, and you need to not be, you know, bought and sold on what it's not. Because this is all marriage ever was. It's all it ever is. And you can still have, you know, a union of people, you know, enjoy and love, you know, and move through this business in a wonderful way. Like, I'm not saying that, but most people who come into it with the whole, you know, gumdrops and lollipops, that type of view, don't understand what it really is.
All right. Well, thanks for the education, Misha. You just went in. Thank you. So your team, Kevin, Kelvin Hunter.
No. Hell to the no. Team growth. You know what I'm saying? Get your growth. I'm never going to be team him. What he did to her was horrible. I'm just saying,
okay.
I'm not the type that looks at her as, you know, I feel bad. Because I'm not going to be safe. I don't feel bad. I feel horrible that she was in that type of situation. I hope she grows from it. But I also know you have to live how you learn. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it, be ready to take it back. But no, I'm not. I'm not on anybody's side. You know what I mean?
Yes, I love you, Misha. Thanks for calling.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, let's take another caller. 978-8025. You're live on the air.
Hi, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on? Good day.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
You know, I just came in from work, and I just looked at my – I was listening to that clout video by Offset. I've never seen the video, but I had this song stuck in my head for some reason all day.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to the video, and then all of a sudden, I saw that you were live. And I was like, okay, so my mom didn't want to tell me that he was going live, so he's still upset. Okay, I see how it is. But apparently, I heard your friend, Niki, and I'm not the only one that got didn't get notification. So, okay, I feel better.
Yes.
But, I basically, one quick thing on your best friend, Cardi B. I mean, I was listening to them lyrics on Cloud. Her lyrics, listen, I hope she wrote them because them lyrics are fire. But anyways, on Wendy Williams, what is the question? Like, I saw your pin. Whose side am I on? What was the question?
No, there wasn't really a question. It was more of a statement of Wendy Williams living her best life now that she's gotten divorced.
Yeah.
And we were really kind of
talking
about how women should use her as an example to not be afraid to divorce later on in life, even if you felt like you were in a marriage for X amount of time or you may have kids, but it's not afraid to start over with a new life. Like, don't stay.
Absolutely.
Because use Wendy as an example. Although she is hurting, you know, she's probably still breaking down. She's still moving forward with renewed life and strength, which I think is a great thing. So that's kind of what we're doing, and that's kind of the discussion, and we're just getting into the opinions of everyone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, I definitely agree that she is living her best life. I think that this divorce has been a long time in the works, but she just didn't know how to get out of it. I mean, Kevin, I don't know. I know he's probably done a lot of things in the past. Who knows? May have even arranged to have some people hit in mob terms. I don't know. But all I know in this industry is crazy, and I'm just happy that she got away from this type of situation. When I heard her, though, say that Mr. Papers walked up to her, anybody but him. Let's find a man, a different type of man, one that doesn't have a baby with Lil' Kim. Let's find someone who might be, you know, maybe someone who might not be in the industry, maybe a real estate mogul, because Wendy, she has everything that she needs. Now she just needs the type of man to match it, preferably one that's not a gangster.
I don't think she was dating. I don't think Papers was trying to date her, though.
It looks like Papers was looking for a come-up.
Oh, okay.
So I do think that he's interested in her now that he knows she's not with her husband anymore. And I did hear his old interview when he was talking about Wendy Williams. It seems like he has this undisclosed level of respect. It's kind of hard to say it, but as good as he looks, I know he's up there, and not up,
right.
up there, but he's around her age. So, I mean, preferably one that's not wearing chains after the age of 40. Like, I mean, I know, and she said she likes those type of guys. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so if you like rappers, what about Common? Maybe Common? He might be a type of guy,
maybe.
Who, you know, well-spoken, but likes to get it behind the door. You know, I don't know. But all I know is that I'm very happy for her. I'm very proud of her. I'm happy she's away from that crazy psycho. I know that he still wants her back. I know this is not the end of it between her and her husband. I hope that she stays safe. I hope she has the right amount of security around her, because that man will not rest until he figures out a plan to get what he wants. But anyway,
all
yes,
right.
women should not be afraid to leave a relationship, no matter how long you've been with a man. If it's not for you, if it's not making you happy when you wake up, leave the damn thing. Thank you, Armand.
Are you married?
Nope, I'm not married. I'm a 30-year-old millennial, no kids, have a great job in D.C., I'm dating, and I'm not doing the baby fathers. I'm not, with all due respect.
You
I mean,
have
I
a
have
boyfriend right now?
I do. I am dating someone.
Oh, so
but
that's
I'm
good.
Not,
so you guys are going to get married soon or no?
When I am looking forward to getting married soon when it's the right time. I feel like today women are getting married a little bit later because they're focusing on their careers, which is
mm-hmm.
basically where I'm at. My career is my priority, and my relationship is kind of second right now. It really is because
okay.
I don't have any – serious obligations, no children, not married. I'm trying to get to a certain level of success before I do walk down that aisle.
I heard that, sister. And
yes.
I'm in support of you,
thank
so
you.
Keep it going.
Thank you, Armand.
And
thank
keep
you for
supporting our
today.
Show. Yes.
Oh, boy, you already know.
Bye.
Have a great night. Bye, Armand.
All right, listen. So that about just wraps us up for this week's, I mean, not this week, today's show. If you didn't make it into